Praise the Lord. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of 1 John. First John, starting at the first chapter and the first verse. We're going to read this whole passage of Scripture, so I won't ask you to stand this time. But 1 John 1, starting at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And those things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to just bring light into our lives. Illuminate our pathway. Help us to see clearly your word. Father, that our lives would reflect you. And that, Father, that as those around us see us, they'll see something different and they'll want to know what it is. They'll see that light pouring forth. They'll see that love that comes out from us. And it'll cause them to want to know who you are. And it opens the doors for our testimony and our witness, that your love would expand abroad, Father. Your glory would be seen, and that your kingdom would be filled. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I've titled my message this morning, Walk in the Light. John says to walk in the light as he is in the light. He says that God is light. And we've been talking about for the last few weeks about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit being the power that allows us to walk in his light. Now, most of us really don't understand light because it's around us all the time. But did you know that the Oxford Dictionary defines darkness as the lack of light? The lack of light. It's not that the light is dim. It's not that the darkness is overwhelming. It's that when there's darkness, there's a lack of light. So if we're walking in darkness, we're walking with a lack of God in our lives. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. I'm starting to get you guys to converse with me a little bit here. You're getting used to me. That's good. It helps me preach. Helps me think I'm getting through a little bit. But the problem is we have this concept that we can walk on both sides of the fence. and we can't. Jesus said, either you're for me or you're against me. There's no middle strip down there that I could say, well, today I'm going to be a Christian, but tomorrow is Monday, so I'm going to live like the devil because I know that Sunday's coming so I can step back over and I can be a Christian again. No, that's not the way it works. See, because we live in a dark world, and that dark world needs light. And we're the light. We are the light. We have God living inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we bring that light into the darkness. Because the darkness needs it. And so this isn't a new concept. I want to take us back to the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah 49, verse 6, this is what the word says. This is what God was telling Israel. So this is not a new concept. Listen to this. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, now he's talking to Isaiah, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee as a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. What he was telling Isaiah is, I'm going to make Israel a light to the Gentiles, a light to the dark world that doesn't know me. You should know me, so you should be my light. That doesn't get anybody excited to know that the light is inside of us. The Holy Spirit is living inside of us, and he wants to get out. He wants to get out. I don't know. I don't know how people can go around and say, well, I'm a Christian, but I can't tell anybody about Jesus. The Jesus that's in me wants to get out. I have the trouble the opposite way. Sometimes people want me to shut up. but that's okay, because I'm not going to shut up. That light wants to get out because the light needs to get into the darkened world so that the darkened world can see that there's a better way. There you go. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter. First Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I got that one down. A peculiar people, that you should what? Show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You see, we once were in darkness, but Jesus called us out of that darkness and brought us into his light. And that light fills us, and that light should shine forth from us. Because we're in a darkened world. We ought to know that because we were there once. Amen? Leastways I was. And it's darkness because if there's a lack of light. God is light, so when I have a lack of God within me, I'm in darkness. And he's told us, both in Isaiah and now in Peter, that he's put us there to show forth that marvelous light. Amen? Amen. To be a light to those who don't know. Now, I'm not saying we need to walk around with a great big Bible and start thumping people over the head. Amen? I'm saying that that light should be so bright within us when we walk into the room that that room starts to illuminate with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And they look at us and they say, wow, there's something different about you. And you can say, well, let me tell you what that difference is. Let me tell you about Jesus. I know when back in my young days when I was on the road as a rodeo evangelist, I rode bulls and on the side of my chaps, I had two Holy Spirit doves holding the banner. And that banner said John 3:16. And I don't know how many times somebody would come up and they'd see that and they'd go, what is that? I just said, let me tell you. let me tell you about the love of Jesus. Let me tell you how much God really loves you. Because he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes would not perish but have eternal life. But he didn't stop there. He said, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. You see, it's not about condemnation. It's about transferring from darkness into light. It's about being a son of Satan to becoming a son of God. We've talked a lot about our position. There's only two positions. There's only two positions in the world. I hate to burst your bubble if you think there's more, but there's not. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Matthew 5, starting at verse 14. Here it is. This is Jesus talking now. These words are in red if you've got a red letter edition Bible, so they're important words, amen? You, who's he talking to? Me. You are the light of the world. What does that mean? That means I'm the light of the world. I'm the light that comes into the darkness. I'm the light that brightens things up. I'm the light that illuminates his word. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it gives light to all that are in the house. Do you understand what Jesus is saying there? He's saying that light that comes inside you, when the Holy Spirit starts coming out, that light doesn't get hid. Anybody ever lived in a house that didn't have electricity? We grew up in a house that didn't have electricity most of the time. I would tell you it didn't have it, but my dad just didn't like paying the bill. So it was off most of the time. We lived by kerosene lights and candles most of the time. And what Jesus is talking about here, the Israelites understood. They understood that when you have a candle and you light it, that candle's lit to bring light. Nowadays, we seem to just light them for an ambiance or for a fragrance or something like that. But back in their day, they didn't have electricity, so they lit candles. Amen? They understood what Jesus was talking about. And you don't take a candle that's meant to light up your house and stick a basket over it. It doesn't work very well. In the same way, we don't take the light of the Holy Spirit. It's desiring to get out and illuminate the darkness of the world. We don't take that light and hide it inside of us. It's getting quiet now. That's what Jesus is talking about. He told them back in Isaiah, I want to make you a light to the Gentiles. I want you to show my love to those who don't know. Jesus is telling us here in Matthew that we are that light. Can it be any plainer? Nope. It can't be. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and say how great a person you are. That should have got a big no. That they see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. In other words, if what I'm doing is bringing glory to me, I'm not shining His light. But oh, when His light shines out and His love starts surrounding those around us and they see and it causes them to want to know who Jesus is. That's what He's talking about. That's what He's talking about. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Starting at verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Paul has given the church at Ephesus a warning here. You can be deceived. Don't let that happen. Know what the word says. Keep that light burning. Let that light come out from you. It's not a limited quantity, so we don't have to hoard it thinking, you know, it's going to burn out someday. Let that light come out. Let that light shine into the darkness. Because our world needs it. Anybody think we're living in a dark world? Yeah. Amen. We're living in a really dark world. I understand that. We see some glimpses of light here and there. But we need that light shining forth. We need that light so bright that our neighbor looks over there and they, what's going on in that house? Because light is an attractor. You ever been in a place that's super dark? When I was diving, we used to work in the San Francisco Bay Area a lot. And there were times when we'd be underwater and we'd be cutting. And the way you cut underwater was with an electrode, and it's just like looking at a welding rod. Anybody ever looked at a welding rod, see how bright it is? But it was so dark, you couldn't see the light that it was cutting. And you'd have to sit there and listen as you're cutting along and just hear it and feel it. Guys who weren't used to it couldn't do it. Because it's difficult. When there's no light, it's difficult to function. You're walking in the woods. You're walking along. What do we carry? We carry a flashlight, right? Because it's difficult to walk in the woods if there's no light. Now, if we never go out in the woods, we don't realize it, because in the city we have such an abundance of light from all kinds of sources, we don't realize how dark it really is. But our world is in darkness, and we're the light. We are the light. We bring joy and peace and love into the world. Even though they don't want to know it. Or at least they think they don't want to know it. I know I don't have this one up here, but we're going to go to the book of John. John, the first chapter. Gospel of John. I'm going to change this up a little bit, ladies. If it doesn't get up there, it doesn't get up there. That's okay. Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. See, that's what happens with us. When our light is shining, the darkness in the world, they don't comprehend. But there's this same Greek word that is used, comprehend, also means overpower or overcome. A lot of your translations, you'll see that, but the darkness didn't overcome the light. Darkness can't overcome light. The only way darkness overcomes light is if the light doesn't shine. And when Jesus came into the world, He was the light, but the darkness just couldn't comprehend, and they couldn't overpower it, because Jesus is God. And what did 1 John say? God is what? Come on now, shout it. There we go. God is light. And we have that light. We need to let it shine. Even when we're not physically talking to someone about the Lord, our light shines. And it may make them uncomfortable, but let your light shine. It may cause them to want to pull away, but let your light shine. Don't let the darkness overcome them. Allow that light to shine. That's the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit within us, is to let our light shine, to let His power be a witness. Even if we don't say a word sometimes, His power is a witness. They see it. Can't remember the songwriter's name, but back in the I think it was the late 80s, there was a real popular song, "Your Life is the Only Bible Some People Are Going to Read." Even when you're not aware, you're always planting seed. See, sometimes, even when we're not aware, people are watching our life. Some of them may be watching our life because they're interested and we're attracted. Some people may want to watch our life so they can point our finger and say, "Aha, you're the same as me." Doesn't matter. If your light is shining, you're drawing people to Jesus. How? He's the light. He's the light. You're the light. Luke 11. Luke 11, starting at verse 33. Same thing that Matthew said, basically. No man, when he has lighted a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. For if thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light. And when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Satan wants no less than to destroy your witness and your testimony to everyone around you. How many of you realize that? He's not our friend. He's not there to make us feel comfortable. He's there to destroy us. What does the scripture say? He's come but to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. He can't kill you because God won't let him. He tried with Job. God said, "Nah, you can't touch him that way." But he'll steal your testimony if you give him half an opportunity. He'll destroy everything that you're trying to do if you try to if you try to keep that light from shining forth. But oh, I'll tell you what, you let that light shine forth. You let that light start just coming out. Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Dave talked about that water this morning just before worship. Out of your innermost being will flow that light because he is that light. And we need to allow that light to shine. I might sound like a broken record up here, but we need to let the light shine. The purpose of the Holy Spirit, I've said it before, I'll say it again, is not so we can get goosebumps, not so we can jump and shout, not so we can, you know, do this or do that. It's to be a powerful witness. And he said, "You'll be a witness unto me, unto Jerusalem." Where's my Jerusalem? Home, Judea or Samaria? Where's my Samaria? My neighborhood? Judea? Where's my Judea? My country? And to the uttermost parts of the world. Sometimes we're great about getting missionaries out into the world, but what about the missionaries that need to be in our neighborhood? I can't pay someone to come into my neighborhood. Why? Because it's me. God planted me there. I want to challenge you this morning. So we have the prayer team come forward. I just want to challenge you this morning. If you're feeling intimidated, let that light shine. All of a sudden you'll find it's not so intimidating. Why? Because the darkness can't overpower it. May not understand it, but it can't overpower it. So if you're here this morning, maybe you're still walking in darkness. I hope not. But if you are, I encourage you, come forward. Allow our prayer team to introduce you to the light of the world. If you're here this morning, maybe you're, like I said, you're feeling intimidated. Come forward, let our prayer team pray for you to understand where that power to witness and testify comes from. If everything's good, which I hope it is, you have any other needs, whether you need financial issues or healing in your body, we're here to pray with you this morning. So much power at these altars. I just want to invite you to come forward, receive prayer. Scripture says where two or more agree as to touching anything, it shall be done. He didn't say, I might do it. It could possibly happen. He said, it shall be done. When two or more of you agree, this is where we get agreement. And if everything's good, if you want to come to the altars and pray by yourself, that's good. If you don't think you've got anything to pray about, pray for me. I'll take it all. I can always use it. Pray for our staff. Pray for our church. Pray for Pastor Arby, Kathleen. There's a lot of things we can pray for. So I just want to open these altars and ask you, simply come and pray this morning.